For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and hope you guys are having an amazing start to your week so far. Happy Monday. Happy Manifest Monday. It's going to be a really, really great week. I have a really good feeling about this week as we close out January and begin February. That's wild. I don't even know how January went by so fast, but it was a really great month. And I had an exciting thing happen this month that I'm going to share at the end of February. So I'm really excited for that. So stay tuned. And I also have some things launching in February, which I'm really excited about too. So I have a great feeling about February in general, but I'm really, really excited for this month. But I just can't believe January came and went so fast. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, you're probably wondering where the hell I am. And I'm going to tell you where I am. I'm at my boyfriend's house. And I don't know if you guys remember, but when my boyfriend and I moved from our townhouse, a lot of his stuff, we moved into this one spare bedroom. And it's just never been moved since. So that's where I am right now, and I'm recording. I'm recording in this room because it's early in the morning as I'm recording this, and there's a full house here. So I don't really have anywhere else to go other than the spare bedroom that has all of the moving stuff in it that we've never gotten to. So yeah, it does look a bit chaotic, and that's because it is, but I'm actually showing you guys only the best part of the room. You don't want to see what's in front of me to the right or to the left. And yeah, it is a crazy looking room, but this is what we're going to work with today. And this is our space today, and what a gorgeous space it is. Happy to be here. Anyway, guys, today's episode is all about a 15-minute planner guide and a 15-minute plan that you guys can do every single day. It only takes 15 minutes, and this is for planning an effective and productive day. This works. I do it every single day, and I talk about planning all the time on the show, but I feel like sometimes people get really intimidated by planning. They think it takes a long time or that it constrains you or restrains you. I don't know what's the right word there. English is hard sometimes. It like restricts you. So I'll just use a different word to just this, you know, plan that you set up for yourself. Planning is amazing. And it definitely makes me feel like I have my life so much more together. But when you also have a plan, it also helps you just go with the flow. What I mean by that is when you have a plan and you have things that get checked off every day, I find that I'm able to be more carefree with what I do in between my plans. So like if I know that I need to film a podcast episode, as long as I film that podcast episode on whatever day it is, whatever I do the rest of the day, I have more flexibility. If I know that I want to take a workout class at 9 a.m., when I'm done that workout class at 9 a.m., I can have flexibility for the rest of the day. What comes before and after that class is totally flexible. So for me, planning actually allows for a lot more flexibility in my day as opposed to when I don't plan. When I don't plan my days, I find that I'm really like chaotic and yeah, just like chaotic the whole day is the best way to put it. I'm like running around. I'm sporadic. I'm just not put together. So planning helps me be flexible while still getting done what I need to get done. So this is just a 15-minute planning guideline that really helps me, and I wanted to share it with you guys. I was actually thinking about this yesterday as I was drying my hair, because I was blow drying my hair thinking about, when did I begin to love planning? And I think I always really liked planning. Like, I remember having this pocket planner from Lilly Pulitzer that I loved. And in eighth grade, I was really like obsessed with that thing. But I feel like it started a lot in seventh grade. But the reason, like, I just think back to when I really liked planning, and I just remember when I was on YouTube before I started making my own videos, and I was watching beauty gurus. Juicy Star 07 had a hair care routine, and she said that she did it every day before school. And it was a shower, you washed your hair, she blow dried her hair, and then she straightened it. And I remember practicing that hair care routine the entire summer leading up to seventh grade, or maybe it was eighth grade. I think it was eighth grade. Leading up to eighth grade, so that I knew what time to wake up for school, so that I could have that routine perfectly planned out so that I wouldn't be late for my bus. So needless to say that this has been something that I've always just really enjoyed. I've always liked planning. It's therapeutic for my brain and it feels good. So if you're like me, this episode is probably going to feel really good for you. If you're someone that resists planning, this might be a bit of an episode that you resist and that you feel like targeted at. But trust me when I say that a 15-minute plan is easy to get into, and it does make your life feel a lot better. So give it a try. And this is my tip for a 15-minute planner to plan an effective and productive day in just 15 minutes. Okay, so my first tip is to break your day up into three sections: morning, work, and night, obviously. So work can be interchanged with anything. If you're a student, this could be school. If you don't have a job and you, I don't know. What do you do if you don't have a job? You go to work, you go to school, you stay at home with your kids. But in my eyes, that is like a full-time career in and of itself. So I don't know. The word work, though, can be interchanged with anything. That's essentially like how you make your money or how you're setting up a career for yourself, or just like the majority of the time that we do where we spend our time is that work. So I'm going to use the word work for this episode, but you could interchange that word with anything. So morning, work, and night. Morning is your nurturing before your work. Work is your activity for the day. And then night is what you do after work to fill your cup. So this could be things like hobbies, workouts, hanging out with friends, cooking, doing nothing. But it's separate from your life at work. Like, your hobbies, you're not going to do during the workday. You're not going to like knit during, you know, your psych social class in school. You know what I mean? Like, it's for you after your hours are done. So let's begin with the morning. Here's the thing that I have to say when it comes to planning. If you fail to plan, you fail. If you fail to plan, you're going to plan to fail. And that's just how it works. Because like I said, without a plan, I just feel chaotic. I feel like I'm like a chicken with my head cut off, running around everywhere, like going nowhere. But I know in the back of my mind, I still have things to do. Once and if I know what it is I need to do, I can just get things done and then be more relaxed with my day. So planning is essential, and backwards planning is even more essential. So for the morning, let's begin with the morning. Backwards plan to establish what time you need to wake up. And that's when your whole day begins, right? When you wake up. So establish what it is that you want to do in the morning before work. This is going to be extremely personal to you. You might be someone that loves your sleep and you want to get as much sleep in as possible. Great. You might be someone that really wants a 2-3 hour morning routine to have time for yourself. Great. There's no wrong answer here. There's no right answer here. But establish what it is that you want to do / need to do before work in the morning. Some things that you need to do, like get dressed, go to the bathroom, maybe have a cup of coffee, things like that. Like some things need to get done before work. Other things you can want to do before work. So for example, for this podcast episode, I'm going to use the examples of skincare, journaling, walking, getting ready, and getting coffee on the way into work. Okay. So if we are backwards planning from the time you need to get into work, you need to be at work at 9 a.m., which means that you need to be at the coffee shop at 8:45 a.m., which means that you need to leave your house at 8:30 a.m., which means that you need to begin getting ready at 8 a.m., which means that I need to be done my walk at 7:50 a.m., which means that I need to leave my house for the walk at 7:30 a.m., which means that I need to journal at 7:15 a.m., which means that I need to do skincare at 7 a.m., which means that I need to wake up at 6:45 a.m. So now I've determined that I need to wake up at 6:45 a.m. to do a morning routine that is nurturing for me and that feels good for me. This is why having a morning routine that is self-serving is really important. And then when your alarm does go off at 6:45 a.m., do not go off of mood. When the alarm goes off at 6:45 a.m. and you are so warm and so comfortable under the covers and you are waking up from a slumber, you are not going to want to get up at 6:45 a.m. so you can do your skincare and journal and go get a coffee and get ready. You're most likely just not going to want to do that. But this is based off of your mood. So you just have to get out of bed when your alarm goes off, because you know that setting yourself up for success in the morning is how you set yourself up for success for the rest of the day. You win your morning, you win your day. This is not a new concept. We talk about this all the time on this podcast. Everyone talks about this. And also, doing this morning routine helps you feel good. And when you feel good, you do good. And that's just how it is. So do not go off of the mood when your alarm clock goes off. You're gonna wanna stay in bed, but trust yourself and get out of bed, because you have planned for a successful and productive day, and it literally begins with the first thing you do in the morning. If you snooze your alarm clock, you can kiss your entire productive, effective day goodbye. So get up and honor what it is that you've planned. It's going to suck for the first minute. Then you will be okay. I know. I do this too. It's hard in the beginning. You can do it. You can totally do it. And you're going to thank yourself. You're going to be really happy that you did it. So don't skip out on this. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, store light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like
15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bondcharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bondcharge.com/manifest.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
A huge tip I have also when it comes to getting ready is that if you don't have to get like fully ready with hair and makeup and everything like that, I find that I feel really, really good when I just wash my face, put on eyebrow gel and like get my eyebrows where I want them to be. I put on chapstick and I get a mason jar of water with lemon and a lot of ice and a glass straw. And oh my God, I just feel really, really good. Sometimes I feel even better than when I do like my makeup and hair and outfit and all that sort of stuff. Just those little things make me feel really, really put together. So just doing something that makes you feel nurtured and put together in the morning. So tip number one in the 15-minute plan is to establish a wake-up time, which is normally going to be the same time every single day. So this should only take like literally a minute or so when you're planning your day. If you're someone that likes a checklist and you like to check things off of a to-do list, make a checklist of your morning to-dos and check them off every time you get them done. And it's really fun and motivating. It makes you feel like you're doing a really good job. Okay, the second part of our day, our block, is our work. Now, for work, I've talked about this a lot in depth, and I'll link a few episodes below of what I recommend, but I like to have a master to-do list that's always running. So I add anything and everything that comes up on this work-related to-do list. And also, things can also be like personally on this running to-do list as well. So things like pick up the contacts at the eye doctor or take the trash out or create a yoga sequence, put laundry away. Things like that can always go on this to-do list too, but I always have a master to-do list of both work things and personal things. And then I also have a digital Google calendar running at all times of my appointments, meetings. It's basically just like a bird's eye view of my day and of my month. And like if I teach a class, it has what time I'm teaching. If I have a call, it has what time. But if I have a meeting, it has what time. You get it. So the first thing that I do when I'm planning out my work block is I first look at my calendar to figure out how much working time I have. This means time that I have to like put my head down and work. This is not with calls. This is not with a meeting. It's time to work. So for example, if I have an 8-hour workday ahead of me, but 3 of those hours are in calls or meetings, and I'm going to take an hour worth of lunch, breaks, things like that, that means that I only have about 4 hours worth of actual working. Okay. So then knowing how much time I have, I will put to-dos on my to-do list for that day based on the time they will take and the priority that they are. For example, if I have 4 hours worth of working time in my day, I will pick one big priority from my master to-do list and I will work on that. Now that might take all 4 hours. It might take 2 hours. Whatever it is, that is my number one priority to get done that day. And I know that I have 4 hours to work on it. So I'm not going to pick like an 8-hour project that is due tomorrow to do in 4 hours because it's going to take 8 hours, not 4. Do you know what I mean? You guys are all smart. You completely understand what I'm saying. So this is how I determine what it is that I need to do if something doesn't have like a deadline. Like if I have something that I have an event on Friday and I need to have things ready for the event by Thursday, then I'm going to spend Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday working on that. But it might just get divvied up over Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday based on the time that I have based on my schedule. You know what I mean? Also, I'm also just speaking from experience here because this is the only, like, I can only attest to really talking about speaking for my, or working for myself and working from home and things like that. But I'm trying to make it as neutral as possible for everyone to implement this into their lives as well. On the flip side, if I have an 8-hour workday where I have no calls, no meetings, which are my favorite days, then I will tackle really big priority projects that I'm working on. So for my personal line of work, this can include things like scheduling for my upcoming season at Stride Sea Isle or scripting multiple podcast episodes, working on this project that I'm launching in February, things like that. So to recap, number one, review the calendar to establish how much time you have. Number two, based on the time, pick a priority in your master to-do list and do that first thing in the morning. And then number three, after you've accomplished your priority, move on to the less timely but still important to get done tasks. This will most likely take the most amount of time when you are planning, but if you're running a to-do list, this should only take about like 5 minutes or so of your day. By the way, the running to-do list that I have is in my phone in the notes app, and it just says master to-do list. Okay. The third block is the night. This is your time for you. I recommend have something booked to look forward to at nighttime. So this can be a workout class, hanging out with friends, cooking an exciting meal, watching a movie, reading a book, taking a creative writing class, starting a new puzzle, going on a date, just something that excites you or fills your cup. Things like a workout class, dinner with friends, any sort of like art classes, things like that, those typically have times that they occur at. So that can determine the timeline of your night, which again, you then backwards plan for. So if you know that you have to be up at 6:45 every morning and you want 8 hours of sleep every night, then you should be in bed by 10 p.m., which means that by 9 p.m., you're beginning your nighttime routine, which for let's say sake of this episode, it's a shower, magnesium tea, journaling, and reading. So dinner can be at 6 p.m. and it can be 3 hours long so that you're home by 9. Or if you have a creative writing class, it can be as late as 7:30 p.m. because you know that you have until 9 p.m. to like be back at your house and get ready for bed. Things like that. So backwards planning really is crucial to make the next day smooth and not rushed. So backwards planning does begin the night before. Like it's all a cycle of planning once you begin it, and then it just gives you a lot more flexibility in your day. So always have something to look forward to at the nighttime, and your nightly activity that you plan should take about 2 minutes to determine what exactly it is, and you do it every night. So finally, the last thing that you want to plan are your workouts and your meals, what you're going to be eating that week. I personally like to do my workouts on Sunday nights, meaning I plan all of my workouts on Sundays, and I like to plan my meals on Sundays and Wednesdays. I choose Sunday nights because I will use that as a glance at my week, and I'll pick the workout classes for the week, or I'll plan what I'm going to be doing at the gym. So you pick a time that works for you. So let's say 6 p.m. is a great workout time that works for you. At 6 p.m., you can either pick what workout classes you're going to take at what studio, what split you're going to do at the gym, what you're going to go, what like what distance or mileage you're going to do if you're going for a run. Whatever you choose, whatever it is, just remain consistent in working out every single day at 6 p.m. because now that's part of your routine. We are creatures of habit. Like if you ever... I think of puppies and dogs, for example, as creatures of habit just because my parents recently got a puppy and I just see his schedule. He is such a creature of habit. Like he wakes up at the same time every day. He goes to sleep at the same time every day. He eats at the same time every day. And it's not even because we are so diligent with like what time he goes to bed or wakes up or eats. It's because we got him on a schedule. And now when we are like off the schedule, he begins to ask for his food at like 5:30 every single night. He begins to go to bed at 10 p.m. every single night. Like they are just creatures of habits, and so are we. Humans like to be on a routine. They like to be on a schedule. That's why circadian rhythms are so important. That's why what time we wake up becomes habitual. What time we go to bed becomes habitual. Like I start yawning every night at 9 p.m. Even if I like slept all day, which doesn't really happen, but like if I slept until 3 p.m. and then I was yawning at 9 p.m., it's because that's what time my body's just like winding down for bed. We are creatures of habit. So if you work out every day at 6 p.m., you're going to begin to crave that workout at 6 p.m. every single day. It becomes a habit, it becomes habitual, it becomes consistent, it becomes easier. So allow yourself to be at ease within your routine. Going back to the meals, I like to plan my meals on Sundays and Wednesdays, and this is just so that it's one less decision to make throughout the week. We have so many things to decide throughout the week, what we want to wear, what we're going to be working on. Like, there's just so many decisions to make throughout the week. So what workouts we do and what we eat, if we can take that decision off of our plate, it just makes our life so much easier. So I like to plan on Sunday nights to cover Monday through Wednesday, and then on Wednesdays, I like to take inventory of what food I have left over, what meals I can make based off of that. And then I will plan on Wednesday nights, Thursday through Sunday. And if I need to like get more groceries or anything, I will do that on Thursday. But this also just keeps me being less wasteful with my food. And it also just helps keep my food fresh because I'm really trying to eat a lot of fresh vegetables and meats and veggies and proteins and stuff and fruits and stuff like that. So for me, planning like my workouts and my meals definitely takes the longest. This takes about 10 minutes each time. But then when the day comes, you already know what workout you're doing. You already know what you're eating. And it just makes your day, like I said, so much easier and filled with less decisions. Last thing that I want to mention about this 15-minute plan is that I plan the night before each day. So on Sundays, I do a pretty big overview of my week with meals, workouts, my general calendar, what to-dos I think I can do on which day based on times of which days are more open, things like that. But then I always finalize the night before. So Tuesday, I plan Monday night. Wednesday, I plan Tuesday night. You get it. This way, I wake up with direction, intention, and purpose. And it really helps when that 6:45 a.m. alarm comes around and I don't want to get out of bed. If I didn't have anything planned, I'd be like, well, what am I getting out of bed for? But because I planned the night before and I know what I'm doing today, when that alarm comes up at 6:45 a.m., I actually do have a better reason and incentive to get out of bed because I have a full day ahead of me that I'm really excited to go live. So this is the 15-minute planner. It only takes 15 minutes and it sets you up for a really productive and effective and flexible day, believe it or not. And I really hope this helps. So definitely try it out and let me know what you guys think if you do implement this into your routines. I would love to hear how this works for you guys. And you can do this in notebooks. You can do this in any planner. It only takes 15 minutes and it's such a hack for life. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Manifest Monday. I'm so excited to announce the project that I've been working on. I think you guys are going to absolutely love it. It has to do with more podcast episodes. It has to do with yoga. It has to do with everything. And I'm really, really excited. So I hope you guys really have a fantastic week this week. Happy Manifest Monday. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.